We're back on Downtown. Our next guest on the show may well be best known to American audiences for her long-running role on the hit CBS comedy Two and a Half Men. She appeared in 63 episodes over most of the run of the series. And also has put up an impressive career that began when she appeared at the age of 16 in Peter Jackson's film Heavenly Creatures. Along the way, she'd been in movies like Coyote Ugly, Up in the Air with George Clooney, Win Win with Paul Giamatti. Lots of television appearances as well, including one of our favorite series, Togetherness, with Mark Duplass on HBO. And she stars in the brand new Hulu series, Castle Rock, of course, based on the writings of Stephen King. We're pleased to welcome to the show actress Melanie Lynskey.
Thanks so much for having me.
I wanted to share this with you. I don't know if you know this, but our radio station is owned by Stephen King. And last week, we hosted a premiere of the first two episodes of Castle Rock, and Stephen was there to introduce the evening.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. That would have been so much fun.
Well, let's talk about your character. Molly Strand in Castle Rock is so interesting, such a complex character. It has to be fun for you as an actor, but also a great challenge.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing I was so excited about, was just how challenging I thought it was going to be. I just read the pilot, and she's not in the pilot too much, so I had the next couple of episodes kind of explained to me. And then when I read them, it was beyond even what I had hoped for. It was so crazy and interesting. I felt very lucky.
And I understand that you and everybody involved were pretty relieved and quite happy when you got the news that Stephen not only approved of the script, but was excited about it and liked what he had seen.
Yeah, I was very relieved about that. I mean, it's interesting because the pressure was kind of off in terms of, you know, the fact that we weren't making a straight adaptation, which is always a little bit scary. But then you do hope, you know, it's so inspired by his work, and I knew how much it would mean to Sam and Dusty, the creators of our show, to have Stephen's blessing. So I felt very, very relieved when he was okay with what he had seen. He liked it.
But you've got some experience, too, with King's characters because you played Rachel in Rose Red.
Yeah, I mean, that was, oh my gosh, so many years ago now. But what a fun experience. And that was something that he wrote directly for the screen, so I got to really perform his work. That's so funny that you just brought up Rose Red, because Emily Deschanel, who's one of my dear friends who I met on Rose Red, just texted me just this minute. Funny timing.
Absolutely. There, the cast of Castle Rock is so amazing. Andre Holland is just delightful. Sissy Spacek, of course, Scott Glenn, and Bill Skarsgård, who was so good in It. Just a talented group to be with.
Oh, my gosh. The core cast is just so brilliant and so talented. So you really knew, you know, whenever I was going to work, I just knew no matter who my scene was with, it was going to be really fun and really challenging. And then not only that, but the actors that they brought in for supporting roles, like Alison Tolman, who plays my sister, and Noel Fisher, and the younger kids, you know, Khalil Harris is so good. And it really was an amazing, amazing group of people.
I understand, though, you shot for about 6 or 7 months in Massachusetts, and I hear it got a little cold toward the end of the shoot.
Yeah. I'm from New Zealand, so I can handle a lot of rain because it never stops raining in New Zealand. But very freezing cold, I've never dealt with before. And we had an hour drive to work every day. And so, you know, you'd come out, you'd have to be at work at 5, so you'd have to leave at 4 a.m. And then you'd come out and have to completely, like, de-ice the car, which was a whole new experience for me. Whew, very challenging, and I just had to keep reminding myself I'm so lucky to be here. I love this job.
Now, There's so many moments that leave you hanging in Castle Rock. Can you give us... No, you can't give us any spoilers. You can't tell us anything about what's coming, can you?
No. I'd get in so much trouble.
Well, we don't want that to happen, but we also want to talk about some of your other work, and I'm so excited to talk with you about a television show that is one of my favorite of all time. Mark Duplass is a wonderful friend of the show. He comes on with us quite a lot. Togetherness, I think, it's one of those shows I feel like people will look back in a few years and say, how is it possible that lasted only 2 seasons? It was such a great show.
That makes me want to cry. That's was such a special one for me. I mean, it was a real dream job, and the Duplass brothers are so brilliant, and to get to work on that kind of material and then have such creative freedom. I mean, they liked us to improvise, so most of the show was improvised, and it was a real dream. A part of me still hopes they could somehow bring it back, you know, like the comeback came back 10 years later, so you never know.
Well, and Michelle was such an honest, such a real character, and I have to say this, I work with young actors, and I've used you as an example before of the ultimate actor, because I never see you acting. You embody your characters so much.
Oh, thank you. That's honestly the nicest thing I could hear about my work. Thank you for saying that.
You've also worked with another friend of our show, Joe Swanberg, on Digging for Fire, which was a wonderful independent film.
Yeah, that was a really fun one. And I did another movie with him called Happy Christmas, which was so much fun. I really like Joe. That's much more improvised than the Duplass brothers, but it's kind of in the same world. I love working that way.
We're talking with Melanie Lynskey on Downtown. Let's talk about your long-running role in 2 and a Half Men. What was that experience like for you?
It's funny because it was, I was just sort of recurring on the show, so I'd come and go, but it was 13 years of my life. But it's strange to have a place that you kind of drop in on every once in a while for such a long period of time. I think I still, somewhere in my mind, I feel like it's still going and I could be called in. It's hard to get used to the fact that it's not really on anymore, because, you know, sometimes I do one episode in the whole season. But it was a really, for me, I did the first episode that I ever did of it because I was curious about a sitcom. I was like, what's that experience like? And that aspect of it was really incredible, because people became such fans of the show, and then they'd get to come to a taping, and the reactions you would get, because people loved and knew the characters, it was so, there's kind of nothing like it. It was very intense and interesting, yeah.
I want to talk about a few...
different from anything else I've ever done.
Oh, well, I bet. I want to talk about a few of your films as well. One of my favorites of the last decade or so is the wonderful Up in the Air. Is it true that you hid your New Zealand accent from Jason Reitman?
Yeah, I guess the casting director... did that. He doesn't like to cast people who are not doing their own accent. And I find it very easy to do an American accent when I'm acting, but as myself, like a lot of actors will just have an American accent on all the time because it's easier than switching in and out, but I feel very inauthentic if I'm talking as myself. Even when I'm getting notes from a director, I'll talk in my own accent. It's just a weird thing in my brain where it just feels strange. So I got the advice to not do my New Zealand accent in front of him in case he got scared off, and just to talk to him in an American accent. But then that meant I couldn't talk. It felt like I was lying. So I did the American accent when I did the audition, and then he gave me a couple of notes and I just silently nodded. I don't know what he thought of me.
I also
it's been crazy.
I also
don't know. He gave me the part, so...
I loved your work as well, and a great little movie with Paul Giamatti called Win-Win.
Oh, I'm so happy you saw that. Not a lot of people saw that, so that's really nice. Thanks.
And another movie I want to mention, because you were just incredible, and it was such a powerful performance, and you had the responsibility of carrying the film. What was it like working on Hello, I Must Be Going?
You really... This is the greatest interview ever. You're just naming all my favorites. That honestly is maybe the most special experience I've ever had. I'm not one of those actors who looks to see how many scenes they have or anything like that. I had a sense that the character was in a lot of the film, but it was only when we were shooting that I realized there was not a scene that I wasn't in. So I kept kind of waiting to have a break, and then I was like, hang on a minute, I think I'm in every scene in this movie. So it was quite a lot. But, oh gosh, Blythe Danner played my mother, and the amazing Chris Abbott was my younger love interest, and it just was such a special time, and I think the movie is so, so special, and it kind of changed my life in a lot of ways, so that's the thing that got me to get in this.
So,
Duplass or Hello, I Must Be Going, and yeah.
What do you look for in scripts, because your taste must be the same as mine, because I love so many of the choices you've made, and they're such wonderful films. What do you look for in a character or in a script?
It's just needs to feel real to me on some level. It just needs to resonate in a way that feels human and feels authentic. And I like things that talk about things in a way that I haven't seen before, that feel kind of unexpected. It just has to resonate with me on some level. I've read a lot of wonderful scripts that I just don't feel that same connection to, and I don't quite know why, but I'll only do things that kind of speak to me internally in some way.
Now, I have a four-year-old, so in our house, at least to my son, your voice is most recognizable for your work on Jake and the Neverland Pirates and Summer Camp Island.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, four-year-old. Yeah, it's so fun doing animated stuff. I really love it.
Let's go back to the beginning, Melanie, and how did you find Peter Jackson, or how did Peter Jackson find you to get this whole thing started?
Well, I was at high school in New Plymouth, New Zealand, which is out on the West Coast, and some people came to the school casting a movie, and I would write plays and put plays on, and I did a lot of local theater, and I'd heard about it, and I decided to go and audition, and it was just a sort of improvised audition because they didn't want to tell anyone who was making the movie or what the script was about. It was all very top secret. And then I got another audition where they flew me to meet with Peter Jackson, and they had already cast Kate Winslet in the movie. And so before my second audition, Peter sort of sat me down and said, you know, we have this professional actress from England. She's been doing television and commercials since she was 12 years old. She's very seasoned, and I'm going to show you her audition tape so you get a sense of the level that we need you to be at. And I said, all right. And then I was shown Kate Winslet's audition tape, which is just, like, cruel, really. I mean, she's, like, one of our greatest actresses. Even though she was only 17 at the time, it's pretty intimidating. And I was like, okay, let me give it a go, I guess. I'll see if I can get there. And, you know, thankfully they gave me the part, which was just kind of one of the luckiest, maybe the luckiest thing that's ever happened to me. It was amazing.
Well, it started a wonderful career that is still going strong. Melanie Lynskey appears as Molly Strand in Castle Rock. And if it's what we've seen so far has been terrific, we love it. And again, to me, it's like everything you do, it's filled with great honesty and truth. I think you're one of the best actors we have in the business right now. And it's a delight for us to get to talk with you.
Thank you. It was so wonderful to talk with you. Thank you for taking the time.
That's Melanie Lynskey in the new series, Castle Rock.